God has given us many instructions over the years. And these instructions, oftentimes referred to as commandments, but really they are instructions. They tell us how we should live our lives if we want to have the best life possible. If we follow these instructions, our life will be the best that it can possibly be. Now, in this world, there's a lot of unknowns. And a lot of times we find ourselves and we see people that are in distress and in need. And a lot of times we find ourselves in distress and in need. But if we follow these instructions, it says this is the best life that we can have. So the instructions are not there to condemn us. They're there to help us. The instructions are given to us and for our betterment. They're not given as rules. They're not given as laws that if we break the law, like the speeding law, then we get a ticket and we have to pay the price. It's not about paying the price. It's not about condemnation. It's about the positive aspect of following these instructions. God has no need or reason to punish us. However, when we don't follow His instructions, we punish ourselves. We find ourselves in situations that are hopeless. Why? Because we didn't follow God's instructions. God is not punishing us. A lot of times we think and says, well, I didn't do what God said, therefore God is punishing me. No, that's not how our God operates. That's not who our God is. He tells us out of love. He says this is the best way. If someone tells you don't swim in this beautiful, beautiful swim area, and you know it's somebody that loves you and somebody that cares for you, says we should listen and not swim, even if there are other people swimming there. Because if the person loves us and cares for us, there's a reason they tell us not to swim. And someday, even those who are swimming there will find out that there are alligators in that beautiful water. And it is dangerous in that beautiful water. Or the water that looks beautiful, there are dangers. So this is the reason that God has given us the instructions. Unfortunately, the world tells us, the world are those swimming in the waters that we've been told not to go into, and saying, oh, look how much fun we're having. Oh, look how beautiful the water is. Oh, look. But the day is coming when the alligators will be hungry. They're being lured in to these waters. Our Lord has done everything that He can out of love for us. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be saved. He has created the church as an instrument of salvation that goes through time. That's what we are. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I know many churches are clueless. They just come, they worship, they do whatever they do, they eat, and they go home. And then they come back the next week. It says, but we have to be doing many, many things. We have to be praying for people all over the world. In our personal prayers, we pray here, but we should be praying also at home. It says we have to be vigilant at all times. We have to be Christians 24/7. We have to do our best to fulfill these instructions. But what happens when someone has been out in the world? Someone who has been not following God's instructions, who has been doing the opposite of God's instructions. Okay, he comes, or she comes into the church. Now, what is the purpose of the church at this point? Is it a courthouse? Did Jesus appoint us as a courthouse, as judges, to judge what this person has done? Or has he appointed us a hospital to take those people in, to help them to be healed? My friends, no place in the gospel, no place in our writings does it tell us that the church, that we are to be judges. There is only one judge, and that judge is Jesus Christ. He tells us to be like the Good Samaritan. It says, who healed the wounds of the person. That's what we're here to do, is to heal each other's wounds, to be there to comfort each other. And even those who come from the outside, those people that we would consider the worst sinners, they come to the hospital to be healed. You know, we can say that the person deserves what they get. But let's just take for a minute, all of the physicians in the hospitals, they tell you, don't smoke. They tell you, diet and exercise. Okay, but we don't follow those instructions. Jesus has given us instructions for our betterment, but we don't follow those instructions. But when someone gets sick because they're smoking or because they don't take care of themselves, when they go to the hospitals, the doctors take care of them. They don't say, you deserve what you have, get out of here. I warned you, get out of here. I gave you the rules and you broke them, get out of here. Of course they don't. They're there to help them, to heal them, to take care of them as best as they can. So God has given us the instructions, but even if we break those instructions, even if we don't live a good life, when we come to the hospital, you will be healed and you will be welcome, and we will do whatever we can do to help you. This is the church. This is the church that Jesus Christ left to go through time to heal and bring people into salvation. It says we are not to be judgmental. Sometimes we hear that people will go into a church and then somebody will be judgmental and say, get out of here. I'm not going to give you communion. I don't like the way you're dressed. Or even the people in the community will shun someone because of the way they are dressed, or because of stories they've heard about their lifestyle. That's not our job. We're not here to judge. We're here to help heal. And by healing others, we heal ourselves. One day is going to be a terrible day of judgment for all of humanity. And we read about it today. It says, the day of meat fair. It says the sheep and the goats. And I know you're sick and tired of hearing about the sheep and the goats from me. But this is the critical sheep and the goat. That is the judgment. But that judgment is to be made only by the King, only by Jesus. He is the one who will determine who are the sheep and who are the goats. But we are here to be the sheep and offer those things, the comfort, the healing, anything that we have to offer to those who don't have it and to those who need it. So remember, we are a hospital, not a courthouse. When you interact with someone, with each other, interact with the spirit of healing and acceptance, not with the spirit of judgment. We're entering into the Lenten period now. And as you know, we will begin fasting meat this week. And I hope and I pray that all of you will have a successful fast. And you know, the successful fast is not necessarily the one that you absolutely fast to the nth degree. The successful fast is the fast that brings edification to your heart. Okay, that's why we do it. It's not a punishment. It's an extra thing that the church has given us so that we might be edified. It's also a time of repentance and confession. And I know that a lot of you come to me for confession. I know that a lot of you have never been to confession. But I encourage all of you, whether you've been or not been, to come to confession. Even though, I hate to say it, but I am the perfect confessor. I can't hear, and I can't remember. So you can rest assured your confession is safe. And what is said in my office stays in my office. Like Vegas, I guess. Well, God bless you, and we really pray for each other during this Lenten season that we will grow spiritually. The students and the teachers may be dismissed.